Listen, the Holy Spirit has more ministry for us tonight, but I'm going to ask you to just return to your seats for one moment, because there's a few things that I want to share with you this evening, and then we're going to have some more time to just let the Holy Spirit do whatever it is that He wants to do. Thank you, Jesus. George, I left a little notebook over on my chair. Could you grab it for me? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stay right here, guys. Hang out right here if you can. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yeah, just this. Thank you. Yeah, I'll grab it. Thank you so much. Thank you, Father. No, we're good. I'm good. You know what, Max? Just stay up here. Just, you know, find a parking place. No, we're going to be right back here in a few minutes anyway. No, I don't need that, George. Thank you. I'm good. Thank you so much. Well, God bless you and good evening, everyone. Welcome to Harvest Time Church. My name is Glenn, and when I'm not incapacitated, I am the pastor of this church. Thank you so much. Listen, we want all praise and all glory and all honor to go to Jesus Christ. I will tell you the truth. If growing up, I never had to stand on a platform in front of people, that would have never been my choice. And the only occasion on which I'm comfortable standing up in front of people is when I'm leading a church service. So other than that, to stand up in front of a group of people and do any other kind of public speaking is terrifying to me, which is why I always make one of the staff MC the special events that we have, because this is about the only place that I feel at home in front of a group of people, is standing right here where I'm standing. I want to take just a few minutes tonight, and I want to share a little bit with you of what I experienced yesterday and what I'm still experiencing, and to what extent I might be able to give some insight into what I believe that the Holy Spirit is doing. For those of you that were not here at the start of the 8:30 service, the 8:30 service ended about 2:30 or 3 yesterday, but for those of you that weren't here for the start of the 8:30 service, our friend Pastor Ken Gott shared a wonderful word from the Lord. And just to back up a little bit, I made a connection with Pastor Ken about 2 years ago on the telephone. Our friend Mike Brown was here, and he and I were eating at the golf course right across the street. The food is absolutely terrible over there, but it's conveniently located. So we were eating. I hope the owner's not here. God bless you. If you are, I know it's gotten better since then. That was 2 years ago. I think it was a different owner. But we were eating, and he said to me, "Glenn, you have to make a connection with Pastor Ken Gott from Sunderland, England." And so he calls the man in England, and I have no idea what time of day or night it was over there, but he puts us on the phone together, and we're both like, you know, have no idea why we're talking to each other on the phone, but we agreed, well, sometime we'll have to make a connection. And a few weeks ago, our friend Pastor Judy Shaw called, and she said, "Pastor Glenn," she said, "our friend Ken Gott is going to be in the States, and he's free on Mother's Day weekend. Would you like to have him?" And I have to be honest with you. you know, Mother's Day weekend is not exactly the optimal weekend to bring in a guest speaker. So may God forgive me for trying to regulate when the Holy Spirit might move and might not move. But I said, well, you know, Mother's Day weekend is, you know, it's really not the best weekend, but sure, why not? So Pastor Ken preached a great word on Saturday evening. We had a great time. He preached a wonderful word from Exodus chapter 33 in the 8:30 service. By the way, each time he spoke this weekend, he preached something completely different. So I would encourage you, get the CDs from Saturday night and 8:30 Sunday morning if you weren't here, and whatever services that you weren't here. But he preached a word from Exodus chapter 33 about the nature of the camp. And the nature of the camp is to be misdirected. The atmosphere of the camp is sinful. In the camp, they made the golden calf. But Moses was up on the mountain in the presence of the Lord. And because he was up in the mountain in the presence of the Lord, he was able to discern 2 million people or more believed that the golden calf was a god. But Moses was the sole man that was able to distinguish that it was not a god, because he had just come from the presence of the true living God. So that was the message that he preached, and it was a good message, and my heart was stirred by the words. But I have to be honest with you, it was Mother's Day, and I was thinking about unwrapped Mother's Day presents that were in my office and how I was going to wrap them in between services without Denise finding out. And we were having some people over for coffee last night, and there was a couple in first service that I wanted to invite over for coffee. And so, you know, I enjoyed the word, but I have to tell you the truth. When he handed me the microphone to close the service in prayer, I wasn't thinking very spiritual thoughts. I was thinking about all kinds of things. And at that point, I just was thinking about closing the service. It was already 10 o'clock and the next service was already getting ready to come in. And I was really just thinking about closing the service. And Exodus chapter 33 happens to be a passage that I preach from at every membership class. There's three things. The Holy Spirit opened that passage to me about 12 years ago or so. And after he did, there's three things from that passage that I have prayed on a continual basis. And if you've been through a membership class, perhaps you'll remember me sharing about these three things. The three prayers of Moses in that passage is, Lord, consider that this is your people. Don't go find another people. Consider that this is your people. Consider that we're the ones that are willing to pay the price, to bear the weight of your glory, and to be your agents of salvation in the world. We don't want to just receive your blessings. We want to be the people that carry the message of your salvation to the world. Consider this is your people. The second request is, teach us your ways. And the third request is, now show us your glory. And I have to just fully confess to you, Pastor Ken was at my house till about midnight last night, and I shared with him, I have to fully confess to you, when I prayed those things, I really thought I was being clever, just putting a neat little bow on his sermon from Exodus chapter 33. And I really just thought it was very clever of me, since he had preached from that passage, to close with those words. And so I was standing right here in the pulpit, and I said, Lord, consider that this is your people. If you're going to do anything in New York, if you're going to do anything in Connecticut, in Westchester, in Fairfield County, Lord, start it here. Lord, teach us your ways, heaven's strategies that bring heaven's results. And then I made a massive mistake. Because then I said, and now, show us your glory. And when I said those words, I saw out of the back corner of the sanctuary, the far back corner, I saw like a something like a ball of fire shoot out of the back corner of the room, and it hit me in the stomach. And for those of you that were here, when it hit me in the stomach, I just wobbled for a minute, and I collapsed on the platform, which is where most of you found me. I want to say a few things to you. First of all, I want you to know that I was not in pain at any point yesterday. I'm not in pain now. In fact, I'm not feeling any pain. I want you to know that I was not having a nervous breakdown. I was having a Holy Ghost breakthrough. And I do want you to know that I have not lost my marbles, but I have lost a little bit of pride. And I'm definitely not a woman, all right? We had several calls into the office today wondering who was the woman lying there screaming on the platform, and why wasn't the woman, the screaming woman, removed? So I am definitely not a woman. Beloved, listen to me. Listen to me. Some will be offended by the move of the Holy Spirit. Don't you be offended by the move of the Holy Spirit. How many of you are members here at Harvest Time? Let me see your hands. Wow. Huge bunch of you. All right. All of you that are members, if you read our statement of faith, our statement of faith said that we believe that praying in unintelligible syllables is a normal experience for every believer. So I have to tell you, you can't get more weird than that, okay? If you have a service where something happens to you and you shake and you quake a little bit, you know, you could write that off to emotion. But if you pray every day in unintelligible syllables for 30 years, like, you can't get much more weird than that, okay? Don't be offended by the move. Some will be offended. Some will be offended by the move of the Holy Spirit. Don't you be offended by the move of the Holy Spirit. And I want to say to you that there are more strange things ahead. So just roll with it. I do want you to know that even though that I was in spending some time in the presence of the Lord, Pastor Faith was here, Pastor Dan was at the piano, Pastor Karen was here, our deacons were here, and most importantly, Pastor Ken Gott, who I had invited to minister, who has an apostolic and prophetic ministry in grace. And so I want you to know, if they weren't worried about what the Holy Spirit was doing with me, then you don't have to be worried either. Okay, they were right to leave me alone. In the book of Acts, when the Holy Ghost was poured out on people, the bystanders thought they were drunk. That means that they were behaving in an unusual manner. So I want you to just lock this in your heart. Supernatural means not normal. And so when supernatural things happen, you don't behave normally, okay? So just look at the person next to you and say, supernatural means not normal. Now, I want to say this. I know that some of you may be speculating about what the Holy Spirit was doing on my behalf. And to be sure the Holy Spirit was doing something deep inside that's personal between me and Him. But what you should be more concerned about is what the Holy Spirit was doing on your behalf through me. Paul said this. He said that the Holy Spirit makes intercession through us with unutterable groanings. I have never, to my knowledge, made the noises that I made yesterday. But it was, to be sure, unutterable groanings. Paul wrote to the Galatians and he said that I labor for you, groaning in birth pangs until Christ be formed in you. And I won't presume to be able to say that everything that God was doing in and through me at that moment, but I want to tell you that I know that I was making intercession in the Spirit for what God wants to release in this place. I had a dream a little over a week ago on a Friday morning, and I misled some of you on Facebook. I told you I had a dream, and some of you assumed that that meant that I was going to tell you what it was. And I had no intention of telling you what it was, just that I had a dream. But I'm going to tell you what it was. I woke up a week ago on Friday morning in my dream, and in my dream, I was laying hands and praying for people. I could see their faces, people I know. And God was giving them definitive breakthroughs and setting them free once and for all. From things that they've struggled with for years. And then later on, I saw harvest time. I saw this building, and I saw it launching into space like a rocket ship. And I saw just, you know how when the space shuttle takes off, there's that tremendous like cloud of smoke and fire, except for the cloud of smoke and fire under the building as it launched were like fireworks, and they were like glory. It was like all glorious, and there were lightning flashes. And part of what was going on was I was making intercession for what I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to do here. I wasn't in a trance. I was aware of some things that were going on. I wasn't aware of everything that was going on, but I was aware of something. I didn't know that anybody else was here at the altar. I didn't know that people were receiving prayer or receiving touches from the Holy Spirit. I was completely oblivious to all that, but I was tuned in to certain sounds and certain events and certain things that were going on in the Spirit. Is Peter Gamble here tonight? Is Peter here this evening? He's not here tonight. When I see him, I have a word from the Holy Spirit. And the flag lady from the end of third service, you're not here, flag lady? Are you here? Flag lady whose face I don't know. Thank you, Jesus. I will tell you one thing that I saw while I was here on the floor. Pastor Ken in one of the services, I don't know which one, was talking about the river of God. And I had shared with him on Saturday, I don't know whether that you're aware of it, but there's a river that runs underneath this building. And there's a pipe that carries the water straight down the center of this building, and it goes out in this direction. And it empties into the wetland that drains into the reservoir of drinking water for New York City. And we have to have the water tested because it runs into the wetland that runs into the reservoir. And the man who tested it came in one day with a glass of water, and he said, I just want you to know that the water that runs out from underneath this building is pure water. He said you could just put a glass under it and it's just pure water. And so when Pastor Ken started talking about the river of God, I thought that perhaps it was because I had told him about the river that was under the building. When I asked him about it later, he said, I'd forgotten completely that you said it. But I saw a river. And as I was just praying and making inutterable groanings, I saw floodgates being broken open. I don't even know what floodgates looked like, but they were in the shapes of triangles, and they were just, as I was praying, as I was like shouting my lungs out into the carpet, they were breaking one after the other, one after the other, and the water was pouring. But the interesting thing is that the natural river runs this way, but the river I saw was coming this way. It was coming from here, and I saw just like Niagara Falls of water being released and running across the altar and down these steps and down the center aisle. And the water was beautiful. It was blue and it was flowing and it was clean and pure and good. But the only thing that I saw was that it wasn't very deep. It was maybe above the ankle and below the knee, maybe to the middle of your calf. I grew up in Pennsylvania on the Delaware River, and the Delaware is a very shallow river. And in the summertime, when it's dry, the water level gets real low, and you could just wade right across the river. And the water wasn't very high. It was flowing, but it wasn't very high. And I asked the Holy Spirit today, I said, Holy Spirit, I said, why is the water not so deep? And he said, there's an abundance of water that's been released. All that's necessary is for you to wade in deeper. And so the simple invitation that I have to bring to you this evening is simply to wade in deeper to the water with me. I've been like this all night, all day today, and you know, it's just the after effects of being in the glory. But I believe that if you'll come and wade in deeper, I believe that the level of the river is going to rise tonight. I believe that the Holy Spirit is here tonight to give definitive, life-changing breakthroughs to people. And I believe that God is here to give people a touch after which you will never be the same. I want to invite you to just stand with me. And I want you to just lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your face to heaven. Would you just begin to minister to him? Even before we're going to worship, but even before you worship, just lift your face to heaven. Ah, come on, just lift your face to heaven. Ah, come on, just minister. Come on, just minister. Come on, just minister to the Lord right now. Come on, just minister to the Lord right now. Shaga la 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 la. Shaga la 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 la. Kushaka la 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 la. Anthony and Regina, Anthony and Regina Servideo, would you come, please? Bobby, would you come? George, would you come help me? Anthony and Regina, come here. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, church. Come on, come right up here. Come right up here. Come right up here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, right here, right here, right here, right here, right here. Shata da 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 da. Kusha. Shata da 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 da. Regina, I saw you in my dream, and I want to prophesy to you that after tonight, you will never be the same. Come on, church, just minister to him. David Quintanilla, where are you? David and Cindy, come here. Come on, George, come on. Bobby, come help me right here, right here, right here, right here. Thank you, church. Come on, minister. This is not a sideshow. This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Come on, minister to the Lord right now. David Quintanilla, I saw you in my dream. And after tonight, I declare to you in the name of Jesus that you will never be the same. Vinny Scarisi, come here. Come on, church, just minister to Jesus. Just minister to Jesus. Just minister to Jesus. Come here. I saw you in my dream. And after tonight, I declare to you, in the name of Jesus, that you will never be the same. Come on, church, worship him. Worship him, worship him, worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Come on, I asked the Lord, why is the river not so deep? And he said, there's plenty of water. Plenty of water has been released. Plenty of water has been released. All that's necessary is for you to wade in a little deeper. If you want to go deeper, I want you to just get out of your seat and come right down here tonight and wade in deeper into the water. Come on. Come on, church. Just minister to Jesus. Just minister to Jesus. Just minister to Jesus. Come on. Press in closer. Press in closer. All the way. 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 Come on. Lift up your hands. It's not a sideshow. Come on. Lift up your hands. Just press into Jesus tonight. Press into Jesus. Listen, don't you get up off the floor. You just stay there and take everything that Jesus has for you. Don't you get up. You just stay there. Don't you get up. You just stay there until Jesus is done dealing with you. Come on, church. 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 Yeah.